Well, I'm glad to be a part of the kingdom of God. I'm glad for the service last night. It's a wonderful success. We hadn't seen what it's going to accomplish yet. But I want you to know today, if you don't know it, God's alive. He's not on vacation. He's ever-present help in the time of need. We're going to share with us this morning, like Christ in the likeness of his resurrection. Like Christ in the likeness of his resurrection. There was a tongue interpretation in this class this morning. It said, you got the power. You got the power. Now we must act on that, because that was strictly from the throne of glory for us to have the power. We got to act in faith for the things of God to happen. There's a lady in this church, I wouldn't call her name, but I admire her. She's having to start cancer treatments again, and she's taking it with great strife. And they told her, said, you'll be taking one pill a month for 6 months, and that pill is $1,000. She thought, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? And then the doctor said, oh, glory to God. How many believe that God is present, help at all times of need? Said there's a medicine company going to furnish that to you free. I want you to know God. Come on now, hold on to me. I want you to know God hears your prayers before you ever call on him. There's a resurrection power living inside of us. You didn't get the life that Jesus had on this earth when he went back to heaven. I'm going to share that with you in a minute. You got a power greater than that. The resurrection power of Jesus Christ that brought him out of the grave. And he's coming back. Sister Sue told me not too long ago, where she seen it, she showed it me again today to renew my mind. A folded napkin in the grave meant Jesus, I'm a coming back. The first thing he did when he came back is infill you if you're hungry for the power of the Holy Ghost in your life, greater than what he had. I'll share that with you in a minute. The devil wants to beat us out of what God has got. I'm convinced we're going to see things we've never dreamed could happen. Because God has said it, we're going to believe it, and we're going to act upon it. You can either listen to the devil or listen to the flesh, or you can listen to what God is saying and see something miraculous happening in your life. We're going to read from Romans 6. Going to read verse 5 first. They're going to put that up there first. Then we'll go back to verse number 4. Praise God. Transfiguration of Jesus. That's found in Luke 9. He was transfigurated before their very eyes. He was changed before their very eyes. When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are changed immediately. You don't get all that God has for you, but you're changed. You don't have to work at trying to change. You don't need no bumper sticker said, I'm changed. Christ has changed me. You're going to know that you're changed. You're going to know you're changed. Wonderful things. It's happening and not about to happen. It's happening. If you want to read that with us up there, verse 5. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, and we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. The first thing when you die, that's when you come alive. I want to say this morning, God expects us to be alive 365 days a year. He doesn't expect us to be alive and excited once or twice a year. He wants you alive, because if he's alive and in us, then we are what? Alive. All right, let's read verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that the likeness of Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also shall walk in the newness of life. How many, when you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you was changed? Anybody had to tell you was changed? I did not know it was wrong to smoke. I didn't know that. I never smoked until I went in the Navy. But when I got baptized that night, I was still smoking when I went to the altar. And I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. And the pastor baptized me, and he hugged me. He mashed my lucky strikes. I want you to hear what God can talk to you. When I left that church that night, I threw them lucky strikes away. I always carried a spare up over the visor. I threw that away. Nobody had to tell me that's wrong. I'm here this morning to tell you a lot of things no individual needs to tell you when you get full of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's going to talk to you and let you know what's wrong, and he don't leave you alone. He lets to help you to get through it. We have something greater than what Jesus had. And I know what the devil says, and I know what the flesh says. You can't have that, but he's a liar and the father of all lies, and your flesh is a liar, but Christ is alive in us. I may not get too much amen today because it's a little controversial, because we got the mentality of what we've been taught. But I'm going to tell you there's a greater one that needs to teach you, and that's Jesus Christ. Our Sunday school class this morning, it ought to be happening every day in our services. Tongues and interpretation ought to be anointing of God are flowing, because he's the same. He has not changed. He's a God of deliverance, and he's a God that keeps us day and night. He does not slumber, nor he sleep. We're not going to put all these scriptures up there. We'll just call them. Luke 9, he was transfigurated before their very eyes. When Jesus prayed in the garden, sweat grapes of drops of blood poured out of him. He did not have to die. He was created in the image and the likeness of God. He had his own will. He could not die unless he wanted to die. He said, "No man taketh my life. I give my life, and I am going to raise it up myself." That's scriptures. He said, "I'm going to raise it up myself, because the Father has given that power in me while I'm in the grave. I'm going to get out of the grave." How many been got out of the grave? Amen. Come on now. When God gets you out of that grave of sin, he doesn't ever intend for you to go back there. He don't never intend for you to even look back there no more. You've been free, and whom he set free is free indeed. Angels of the Lord is with you everywhere you go. There was this train, I read that just recently, was going down the road to track. When it come to stop, these gang members gathered around this young girl and was ushering her off the train, and the group tried to stop them, and they couldn't stop them. And all of a sudden, two large black men walked right through the crowd, walked right up to that young girl, and one on one side, one on the other side, and walked her out from them gang members and walked her down the street before she was safe. And as soon as she was safe, she disappeared. The phenomenal power of God is with us where we are. We need to make up our mind, I am not going to live yesterday again. I'm going to live today what God has for us. How many of you could say something good is happening to me today? Don't say something's going to happen. That means it will never will happen. When you let a positive faith come out of your mouth to what God has for your life is going to be changed, going to be changed. John 1 and verse 50, Jesus promised, "Thou shalt see greater things than this." That's the promise. He's going to let you to see greater things than what we're seeing. We think we're seeing and feeling greater things, but David said, "The Lord shall increase my greatness and comfort me all around." He's going to comfort you everywhere you go. You can't go anywhere that he's not there. You may go somewhere that he wished you wasn't there, but he's going to stay with you until you get out of there. Good thing. John 14 and 12 said, Jesus said this, "Greater works than these you shall do, because I'm going to my Father." And then he said, "I'm going to send the Father or the Holy Ghost to you, who is greater than I am, so you can be able to do greater works." How many are glad for Jesus is in your life? Sweats of great drops of blood, sorrowful unto grief. Went outside and told the disciples to sleep on, just sleep on, it's all right. He met these Roman soldiers, and Peter pulled out a sword and cut his ear off. And Jesus reached down, put that ear back on. He said, "Who y'all looking for?" I said, "We looking for Jesus." He said, "I am he." They fell backward. Every word ought to be so powerful it comes out of our mouth, our enemy begins to flee from us. Because the greater one is living inside of us. We ought to make up our mind, I am not never going to have another bad day in my life. Somebody said, woo. Good God, it's Monday morning. Good morning, Holy Ghost. What time we're going to have today? It's not about us. It's not about all about Him being in us, alive. Can tell you've been changed. If nobody knows you've been changed, but you know you've been changed. You know that you've been changed. The Father is greater in us than anything in this world. Something good is happening in our life today. 1 John 4:4 said, the Spirit who liveth in you is greater than the Spirit which is in the world. What is living inside of us is the Holy Ghost, fire and power. It's greater than anything we come up against. Peggy and I went and got a physical sort of checkup the other day, and she got a good report, made her feel better. And after that lady got through with mine, she looked at me and said, I'm going to help you get to 100. I said, okay, that'd be good. I'm planning on going there anyhow. Amen. I didn't need a prophet from her. Well, you don't need a prophet from somebody else. You need a prophet from the Word of God. As we heard from the Word of God this morning, a prophet from the Word of God, as this lady stood in the Sunday school class, you got the power. You got the power. We need to recognize we have the greater one living inside of us. Greater one living inside of us. Hallelujah. I've been changed. I don't want to just say it. I want the world to see it. The Spirit of Jesus gave us the resurrection power that raised Him from the grave. The greatest power did not come until after He went back to heaven. And when He went back to heaven, He poured out that great resurrection power that raised Him from the grave, and He put it inside of us to live forever. How many believe it? Hallelujah. I believe it's time for the church. I believe in prayer. I believe you ought to pray. But I believe sometimes we're praying when we ought to start telling God, I'm looking for this to happen. I'm commanding it to happen. I'm demanding that. That found in Isaiah said, if you'll command me, I'll do it. You can't command Him to mow your yard and all that kind of thing, but there's some things you can command Him to do, and He'll do it because it's His Word. You got to stay in the Word. You got to live the Word. You got to speak the Word. For the things of God. You're risen with Christ and you've been transformed into a new creature. A new creature. The old things are passed away. We need to get to the place. I believe in, I read the Old Testament, but that's not my favorite book. Mm-mm. Well, Brother Billy, it took Abraham 30 years for the prophet to come true that he was going to have a baby. I'm not going to go there. Are y'all with me? I'm going to go to the suddenly, immediately. Suddenly, immediately. God told Isaac said, if you'll stay in this famine and plant a seed, said, I'll give you 100-fold the first year. How many are ready for you 100-fold the first year? Well, Brother Bill, I just believe you got to keep praying. That's all right. Just keep on praying. Just keep on praying. 10 lepers, they came to Jesus. He said, go show yourself to the priest. As they went, suddenly something fell on them. They was cleansed, and they knew they was cleansed. Suddenly, we need to feel the presence of God. Suddenly, you need to be healed right now. Suddenly, Peggy needs to be healed right now. We're so thankful healing process is taking place in her life. She coughed nearly a month, but she's not coughing no more. We're going to get better, amen? You ought to look to get better. You ought to pray to get better, amen? You ought to expect to get better. Suddenly, you read the four gospels and you'll see there's no waiting. If you find a place in there where they hadn't waited, please come and tell me. There was no waiting like it was in the Old Testament. How many believe the angels of the Lord was with you? Everywhere you go. Solomon rode in his chariot 60 valiant men. Most noble men of Israel rode beside that chariot to protect him. You got more than 60 noble, mighty men of valor riding beside you. You got the whole angelic host of the living God and all of his angels are riding beside you to protect you and keep you from any harm that comes in your life. I read where George Washington got shot, and the man that shot him saw the bullets go into him. Saw them go into him. But the men around him saw the bullets come out of him, got shot in the, and they come out. And they still got his coat today where the bullets went in and where they come out. You said, how in the world that could be a supernatural power of God. The resurrection power of God in us. No harm should come to our lives. Amen? Sue, how long you been praying for your friend? 3 years. Got another good report this week. Is that right? God wants things to happen in your life today like you've never seen happen before. We're going to see things, transformation, suddenly. You read the four gospels, it was always suddenly, immediately. It was never waiting. How many believe something good going to happen to you today? Something good going to happen to you. Brother Shelby may come up in a minute. I don't know where he's going to want to say something to this morning, but he and I are in agreement. And no matter who's preaching, we're going, the Spirit of the Lord going to move in that direction. That's where we're going to go. Let me read you something here. Genesis 28 and verse 12. It says, there's a ladder reaching from heaven down to glory. That is a symbol of Jesus Christ connecting heaven and earth together. Connecting earth and heaven together. If you notice, it didn't say descending. It said ascending. That means they're here on this earth. To connect heaven and earth together. To keep it. Jacob lying there, his brother out to kill him if he could find him. The only thing he's got is a stone for a pillar. And all of a sudden, the Lord. How many have an all of a sudden experience with God? All of a sudden, he just comes down out of nowhere because there's a connection from heaven down to earth and from earth to heaven. And he told Jacob, said, fear not, I'm going with you, and wherever you go, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to bring you back home in peace. Can you ask for any more stronger than that? I believe you can. Listen to what Jesus said in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 51. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. We are an heir. We are joint heirs to him. Blessings is in our life. This guy in South Africa been pronounced he had 9 months to live. 9 months to live. He was devastated. He was working hard. His name was Don. He got a letter from a friend. An alcoholic drunk buddy of his, a friend of his, had been delivered by the power of God, filled with the Holy Ghost. He had a family member been in a wheelchair for 5 years, was delivered by God and filled with the Holy Ghost. The story just goes on and on. But he took this, glory to God, letter and crawled under a thorn tree and spread it out and said, God, if you can do that for them, you can do it for me. I'm asking for you right now to do it for me. The Holy Ghost fell on him, clothed in tongues as fire. He was healed. His whole family received the baptism of the Holy Ghost because I got the evidence right here on paper where these things is happening. It's happening everywhere. The goodness of God and the glory of God and the resurrection power of God is happening and everywhere you look, it's happening. If you listen to the right stuff, you read the right books, you can see mighty things happening in our lives. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Lord said, I got a job for you. I want you to go to witness. He told him one of the famous men in the city, some of the top men in the city, said, I want you to go and witness to them. Let me share you about something about witnessing. If God don't tell you to go, you better not go. You're going to go in the flesh and you're going to offend people. But you're going to have to go in the Spirit. The Spirit and the Word of God is valuable number one thing for the church. You got to stay in the Word, you got to stay in the Spirit. So he went. I want you to know, hallelujah. When the lame man got healed in Acts 3, he didn't go through therapy. And I'm not against therapy. I'm not against that. But I'm saying when suddenly something happened, he'd been there 40 years, and all of a sudden he jumped up. He didn't go to no therapy. Amen? I was visiting Mike Hooker one time. The nurse come down and said, Mr. Hooker, it's time for therapy. He said, well, I'm not going today. I'm sick. I can't go today. She said, well, I'll be back in a little while. She come back with a wheelchair, and guess what was in that wheelchair? Anybody want to guess? It was one of these pans you throw up in. She said, you're going to get in that wheelchair. If you're sick, you can throw up in that pan in that wheelchair, but you're going to therapy. Huh? We need a voice from God to tell us what to do in the time of crisis in our life. He went to therapy. God, hallelujah, is an awesome God. Awesome what he is doing. So he walked in this office, and that man sitting behind his chair stood up. Why would he stand up? This man tells the story. Said, when he walked in my office, said, he walked within 10 foot of my desk and began to speak to me. Said, it sounded like Jesus, and he looked like Jesus. I fell down off that chair on my knees and crawled up under that desk and cried out to God. And while I was under that desk, God filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Listen, he'll fill you right where you are. Sister Hick, many years ago, I didn't know her. She's baking bread one morning. And she got a pan full of cooked bread and the Holy Ghost at the same time. I'm telling you, he's a deliverer. He's a present help whenever you need him. And when you don't expect him, he's there. Some of you remember Brother Cooper Plum? There used to be these signs on the street down there. Uncle Sam, you know, dressed up like Uncle Sam, had his finger pointed at you, Brother Rod, what he said, that picture said. I want you. He said, I stood and looked at that picture, and that picture spoke to me. He said, Cooper, I want you. Went to church and got the Holy Ghost. He's a deliverer. He's a sanctifier. He's a justifier. What's inside of us is greater than what's in the world. And he told him, the man said to Jesus, told him, I'm not through with you yet. He went to nearly every leader in that city, and when he spoke to him, the Holy Ghost fell on him. Just fell on them. I want you to know you can receive your healing today. You've already been healed. The blessings of God is already on us. Something good is in the making. Great and mighty things is happening. I believe it. I believe it. I believe you're going to see things you never thought was possible. When Melvin Coates got there, they said the same thing about me when I got there. Go, well, it won't be long. He'll be back. I'm still here. They said, Melvin won't be long. He'll be back. He wasn't. He stayed with it until he died. Something good is in the air. I want us to, when we come out on that parking lot, drive up, and every time we come here, I want us to expect something good to happen to us. When you get up in the morning, I want you to expect something good to happen in your life. Go through your house making music in your life. Walking through the rooms, amen? And just walking through the room. How many of you know we're sitting in the atmosphere of the power of God? We got a family sitting right over here. Their daughter several years ago drowned in the pool and was dead. Is that right? When I got down to the hospital, Jessica was on the floor out there in that waiting room. Her head down on her knees and crying out to God. A dead daughter in the room over there. She was crying out to God. You didn't care who heard you, did you? She was weeping before God. The church was praying. And all of a sudden, I said, all of a sudden, I said, all of a sudden, I said, all of a sudden, a child cried out from that emergency room back there where the doctors was. And the voice of a doctor said, that's a good sign. I tell you, it's a good sign when the Holy Ghost shows up, the power of God shows up in your life. You can expect something miraculous to happen right then and there. suddenly something happened because somebody had faith in God. Suddenly something delivered and set up. Suddenly, immediately. Read the four Gospels. Never there's no waiting. It's always suddenly and immediately. Even the book of Acts, it was suddenly and immediately something happening. It's happening right here in our midst. It's happening right here in our midst. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Shelby got something to say. If he feel like saying something, I'm going to step down. But we're living at a great, glorious time for the church. I don't believe we have no time to waste. And I don't believe any of us have any time to waste. I believe the Lord has kept me alive for a reason. Jacob was there discouraged, but the Lord said, I'm going to stay with you until I'm finished with you. I don't care what Jacob does for you 21 years, I'm not through with you. I want you to know, I don't care what your age is, God is not through with you. It doesn't matter how young you are, God not through with you. He has something for you that you cannot imagine, and what can take place in your life today, suddenly, immediately, can be changed. When I went to the altar, I didn't go seeking no Holy Ghost. I didn't. And a man told me this later when I walked by him, not in here, but a church on High School Lane. He said, I thought, I don't know why he's going down there. He's too mean. But I want you to know, when I knelt down and that, I wasn't seeking no Holy Ghost. I was seeking a repentance of my sin. And when I said that, it fell on me. In my life. And it's been going ever since. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. I probably could write a book cheaper than a Sears and Roebuck cattle on the failures and shortcomings I've done. I didn't do it on purpose. But God was there. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you get through this. Love covers what? Multitude. No person can love unless they're full of the Holy Ghost. You cannot sin enough that He can't forgive and cleanse. You cannot mess up enough that He won't forgive you. He's here. Present help in the time of need. Other people may look at you, but He looks at you differently. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A ladder that reaches from heaven to earth to bring earth and heaven together. Wonderful things. God bless you being here today. Well, I believe it's going to happen, Brother Billy, but when? Now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the power of glory of God. Now is our deliverance, right now. Not tomorrow, not next day, but right now. If they had waited a little longer, I don't know how long a child has to be dead before they can't do anything. But I want you to know Lazarus had been dead 3 days, but God raised him up. It doesn't matter how long you've been dead in the trespasses of sin and God been dealing with you for years. God can raise it up. Amen? I didn't see this. Sister Linda might have seen it. In High School Lane, Joe Arrington, been around Pentecost, I guess, nearly all of his life. He was a great big guy. Every time the Lord would stir his heart, he'd get up and go outside the church. And the Spirit of the Lord would leave him. And sometimes he'd go outside and the Spirit of the Lord didn't leave him. He'd smoke a cigarette. He said, then the Lord would leave. But this particular night, he said he went outside and he walked between the car and the parking lot, and the Spirit of the Lord was right behind him in every step he made, so to speak. He said, I lit a cigarette and smoked that cigarette, but the Lord was still right there. Oh, all of a sudden, he threw that cigarette down, come through that back door and walked down them aisle with both hands up and hit that altar, and the power of the Holy Ghost fell on him. Listen, he's a deliverer. He stays with you. He doesn't just leave you to yourself. There's a greater power in us. What Jesus gave was the same power that raised him out of the grave. The resurrection power, the transforming power that trains his life forever and ever. God bless you for being here today. Why don't you start saying something good is happening every day in my life. Something good is blessed wherever I go. The footsteps are ordering my Lord. 1976, Peggy and I went to camp meeting in Lufkin, Texas, at UPC camp meeting. This guy, she said she didn't think his first name was Jimmy Jones, but anyhow, his name was Jones, I think. They told him, said, you'll be a cripple in a wheelchair time you're 30 with MS. He said, I went to church every night on Wednesday night when the door was open. I went to the altar. He said, this one Wednesday night wasn't hardly nobody there, but I went to that altar. And when they prayed for me, the power of God fell on me and healed me. This is our moment. This is our time for the Holy Ghost to work mighty in our lives. If you need something this morning, God's got it ready right here for you today. Right here. Right here. We watched four films one time. Diane, you remember those four films? This couple had been called to go to California to start a church. They'd been there quite some time and nothing was happening. Nothing was happening. He told the Lord, said, you've called me, but nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. And the Lord told him, said, the reason it's not happening, you have not chosen this place as your place to labor. He said, our suitcases were still under the bed. We unpacked our suitcases. We went to the graveyard and bought two spots. We intend to stay there. The next day, a guy drove up on the parking lot and come inside the building. I don't forget what size of gun he had. Said, I was driving down the road this morning. I was going to a drug deal. It had gone bad. I was going to do some killing. But said, when this car got to this drive, it just turned in there. Said, I tried to stop it, but it couldn't. The gun was laying on the front seat. I intend to do some killing. Said he went inside and said, I want you to take this gun. I want to be saved. And the Holy Ghost fell on him. I want you to know God's in control. God is in control. When we make up our mind, we're going to walk with God. We're going to stay with God. And look for good things. And the church grew and exploded. We ought to pray that anybody drive by out there could feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. I understand a man drove on that parking lot. Is that right? Last night, felt something he'd never felt before in his life. They drive down 59. They ought to feel something in the atmosphere. We got a sign up down here, one city under God, the power of the Holy Ghost. They reach 100-mile radius and then start reaching further. For the glory of God to fall. God bless you. Someone will come over here, if you would, and pray for this lady. If you need prayer and want to be anointed, if you come, if people going to pray for you this morning, expecting something to happen. Something good is happening today. If they want to come and play some music, they can. But you just come and expect something good to happen in your life today. Hallelujah. It could happen right here this morning. Maybe you've been here many times, but something good can change in your life today. God bless you for being here today.